From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Bill Williams is reporting for WCTW-FM, The Cat. The marketing website NewYorkUpstate.com has published a list of the 50 fastest shrinking towns in upstate New York. Two Columbia County communities that made the list, the village of Chatham was listed at number 44 and the city of Hudson at number 26. Chatham Village made the lineup because it has seen a 6.38% decrease in population since 2010 and a 1.07% change since 2016. The city of Hudson reported 7.19% fewer residents in 2010 and just under 1% fewer people in 2016. The list was compiled based on the latest 2017 population estimates from the U.S. Census. The new data was released in May, and NewYorkUpstate.com compared 2017 data to 2010 data to rank the cities and towns shrinking at the fastest rate. The village of Morrisville in Madison County ranked first on the NewYorkUpstate.com's list, reporting a nearly 20% loss in population since 2010. No community in Greene County made the list. And you can read the full story at 985thecat.iheart.com. Richard Moody is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors voted June 13th to ban the sale and possession of small fireworks countywide. The decision comes one year after the state legislature approved a law that permitted the sale and use of sparkling devices, but gave the counties the power to opt out and prohibit sparklers. As authorized by the supervisors, Local Law Number 3 bans cylindrical fountains, cone fountains, wooden sparkler or dipsticks, party poppers, and snappers. The Firemen's Association of the State of New York advises against the use of sparklers. The association cited a report from the National Fire Protection Association that found sparklers accounted for approximately 28% of all fireworks injuries in 2010. Objections to the law raised by individual supervisors included concern over the use of resources to enforce the legislation and the loss of potential sales tax revenue. Those in support of the measure said it would protect firefighters due to the fire danger posed by the devices. Under the new Columbia County law, violators will face varying degrees of criminal charges and fines. Greene County approved legislation in 2016 legalizing the sale and use of sparklers. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Pat Doxey is reporting in the Daily Freeman. The Ulster County Sheriff's Office took in, between 2014 and 2017, nearly $900,000 in commissions from Inmate Calling Solutions, LLC, the Texas-based company that provides secure telephone service at the jail, according to the Finance Commissioner, Bert Gulnick. The revenues are generated when those in custody place calls to anyone outside of the facility. Under the terms of the county's agreement with Inmate Calling Solutions, the person in custody pays 22 cents per minute per phone call, but with the addition of various fees and local, county, state, and federal taxes, the cost of a 10-minute telephone call can ultimately total more than $10. The county receives the 55% of the gross income generated by those calls, with a guaranteed monthly minimum income to the jail of $13,500. Jail warden John Becker said the revenue received is used to offset the jail budget. Becker said the department has used the funds to replace two corrections department vehicles, purchase new body armor, ammunition and badges, and canine supplies, among other items. Less than $10,000 of the funds generated is spent on those in the county's custody. There is no restriction on how the jail spends commissions generated through telephone calls, according to the State Commission on Corrections. Advocates for the incarcerated are calling the cost of the calls exorbitant and argue the policy hits hardest the poorest, in some instances forcing them to choose between paying bills and staying in touch with a loved one. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Chris McKenna is reporting for The Fray. U.S. Representative John Faso and Sean Patrick Maloney each saw proposals they backed included in a bill combating the opioid crisis approved by the House on a vote of 353 to 52 June 14th. Republican Faso sponsored a measure intended to restrict the mailing of synthetic opioids like fentanyl from China and other countries by enabling postal authorities to track and to intercept packages from known sources before they are sent to the U.S. Democrat Maloney's contribution was a new requirement that the federal government publish an annual report on internet opioid sales and the covert websites that peddle the drugs. Maloney said, and I quote, "The fact that we don't even know the extent of this problem is just crazy to me," end quote. Faso said in a statement, and I quote, "I am encouraged that we came together to craft a real solution to this problem that is realistic, implementable, and effective. This is a big step in our fight to rid our communities of deadly synthetic drugs such as fentanyl," end quote. Read the full story at The Fray, Politics in the Hudson Valley and Catskills. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For more information, weather reports, and town meetings, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.